Today, Georgetown University student newspaper The Hoya hits campus newsstands. Like more and more college newspapers, it features a student sex columnist. Her name is Julia Bogger, and she spoke with Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
Julia Bogger, how does a student at a Catholic school like you get into the sex column business?
Well, I thought that I had something to share with other people. Most people in college don't seem to understand the concept of what I call dating with a lowercase d, which is basically a concept that finds the median between hooking up and sort of the marriage-like coupling that college students do.
And I'm sure that you've read a lot of the other college sex columnists, or maybe even Dan Savage, who's the most widely syndicated sex advice columnist. He's not a college writer. He's a professional writer. How does your writing compare to theirs?
My writing is different than them. I'll use a couple examples. Mm-hmm. Natalie Krinsky of Yale Daily News is very witty, very funny. She has more leeway and what she can write. She wrote an article on oral sex, which I would never be allowed to write on. Even more extreme than her is the sex columnist out at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Her headlines, I couldn't even say out loud.
We have a Georgetown student on the line with us. Whitney, are you there?
I'm here.
Do you have a question for the sex columnist?
I certainly do.
Please go
Julia,
ahead.
I've been hooking up with this guy. However, we only really see each other at night. You know, he'll call me and be like, hey, want to meet me at this party or at this bar or something, then we'll hook up later on. I just feel like it's superficial, and I'm wondering what your advice is to make just a hookup relationship into something more meaningful.
Well, Whitney, that's a great question. It does sound superficial. However, it is possible, maybe, to transfer such a relationship by laying down the law, saying, this isn't working for me. I want something else. I want you to take me out to dinner.
Now, let's hold on for a second, because if this were a real piece of advice that you were writing in your column, at this point in the editorial process, you'd formulate your opinion. But then what would happen?
Then I would email it to my mother.
She serves as your editor?
She is my editor, yes.
So luckily enough, your mom is there. Are you there, Mrs. Bogger?
I sure am.
All right. So you just heard the advice that your daughter gave to Whitney, who wants to turn her hookups into long-term relationships. So if you heard Julia writing that advice or giving that advice to you, what would you say as her editor?
Actually, in that advice, I'd say she was absolutely right. The first thing that came to my mind was, don't go there in the first place.
Once you have your advice, once Mrs. Bogger gives her advice, there is another step in the chain, is there not?
Then she usually reads it to my father.
What kind of input does he typically bring to the table?
You know, he doesn't like the idea of his daughter and sex in the same sentence in general.
How does that affect the column?
We listen to him.
No, we say, I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. I'm going to publish this anyway.
Was there any one issue that either got published or didn't that almost tore the Bogger family apart at the seams?
Something that has caused us a little bit of disagreement was the issue I wrote about an anecdote about an older guy I had dated.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought the anecdote was too obvious. People would know who I was talking about. And I thought it wasn't obvious. Now, they were right and I was wrong.
You know, I put your name through the nexus and I know exactly what you're talking about. They wrote about it in the Washington Post that you went on a date with this congressman. And so that was the issue that cat got out of the bag?
That's right. That was the issue. But then it ended up that he didn't call me and that was fine. So fine. That relationship is over and it wasn't meant to be. And I learned my lesson. So
Julia Bogger writes Sex on the Hilltop for the Georgetown Hoya. Her mom's Robin. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
And that interview from Day to Day's Mike Pesca.